Okay, Torah Aruch, page Nun. The rest of the like parentheses that we're going to skip anyway. Okay, the last thing that Altareb was explaining, after he explained that the connection of a neshama to be able to handle Gan Eden is Torah Mitzvahs, so he starts explaining that the 60 Mesechtes are called the wives. The 80 Pilakshim, the concubines, is the Braisim. Chol Aveda Basoda, he explains that's the level of, Alam Mesein Mitzvot, infinite halachas is all the saying of the Amiroim of the Gemara. And then he said that's the concept of Eilish Shmeis B'nai Yisrael, that the Inyan is to reveal Shmei HaGadol, which is the level of Yudke Vavke Shem HaEtzem, that the infinite level of Elokus should be revealed down here. Okay, so we're going to start on page Nun.
How come the Braises are called 80? What is the 80?
I don't know the cheshbon of 80. I don't know. That I never saw anywhere. I mean, I'm sure it says, but I don't know. Okay, Biro Inyan, the explanation of the soul in page Nun on top. Biro Inyan, Dine Shmei HaGadol. What is Shmei HaGadol? That we say, Meshubach Amfer Adiyat Shmei HaGadol. Meaning, there's, like he said, there's seven non-erasable names of Hashem correspond with the seven Midas. Then you have Shmei HaGadol. So he said that there's two names of Yudke Vavke. Like we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. There's a level of Yudke Vavke, which is a name like all the other names of Hashem. Like Chesed is Kel, Elokim is Gvura, Yudke Vavke is Teferis. Then you have Shmei HaGadol, the essential name of Yudke Vavke, which is even higher. Yedua, and as it's known, what's this in your Yudke Vavke? The Yud of Bechinas Simtzum. Yud is the level of a small letter, a contraction, a concealment. Hey is the level of his pashtus, of a broadness, there's a length and a width. And he says, why is it like that? Why is Yudke Vavke, Tzimtzum, spreading out and so on? He says, Shekachi, Derecham Shochem Ein Tzav Baruch Hu Be'ilimus. Again, to explain this, the concept of a name is not for the person himself. The person himself doesn't need a name, like we learned many times. The purpose of a name is to be identified with somebody else. Therefore, it says in Medrash, that's not what the Pasuk says, but the Medrash says in this week's Parsha, that when Moshe Rabbeinu met Hashem at the burning bush, Hashem said, what's your name? So here in the Pasuk it says, Eka Asher Eka. But the Medrash says that Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what's your name? So he said, Shmiat Reitzel Eda, you want to know my name? It depends on what I'm doing. I have a lot of different hats. Different names. When I do Chesed, I'm called Kel. When I do Elikim, when I do Gvur, I'm called Elikim. When I do Mercy, I'm called Yudke Vavke. That means, what's the union of a name? The name is not the way Hashem is by himself, but the way Hashem identifies with world. So therefore, in order to be a world, there has to be the concept of the name, which is Yudke Vavke. So how does Hashem, he says, reveal himself in the world? That's the way it goes. This is the way Hashem reveals himself in the world. First, you need the level of Tzimtzum. Then you need his Pashtus. Okay, skip the two lines. It says in the Pasuk, by Mitzrayim, Yoradnu. Yorida Acher Yorida. Okay, by going down to Mitzrayim, the Torah says a double expression, Yorid, Yoradnu. They could have said Yoradnu. Yored Yoradnu means a double expression of descent. And therefore, by going out of Mitzrayim, the Torah says, Anoichi Elcha Gam Olei. A double elevate, going up. Olei Naila, which is Ilui Acher Ilui, which is going up, elevation after elevation. Going down to Mitzrayim is a double Yerida. Going out of Mitzrayim is a double Aliyah. So he says, Levaya calls that Binyam Mitzrayim the Gedusha. To explain this whole concept of Mitzrayim of holiness. And Yaakov Avinu and his children coming down to Mitzrayim, we need to first introduce a mashal. What's the mashal? The letters of thought and speech, both are drawn out and come from one source, which is Eras Seichel, which is the light of Seichel, meaning like this. A person speaks in words, and everybody thinks in a language. Right? Everybody thinks in their language, whatever it is. So it's the same letters, except in thought they're very refined letters. They're not tangible yet. And even in thought, by the way, Chassidus explains, there's two types of thinking. There's general thinking, which is also letters. But then when you have to speak, let's say, and you need to think what you're saying, that level of letters in thought are more tangible and more pronounced, so to speak, than the levels of machshava that you're not thinking what to, how to express it, how to say it. Because that's less tangible letters than when you're thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to say, whatever.
Letters or words?
Letters and words, same thing. Letters, called letters, easiest.
So if someone doesn't know alphabets, literally, like how to read and write, they can't think?
They think.
To think in actual letters or even words. I mean,
what letters is anything. Babies that can't speak, right, are also thinking.
Right. I mean, you could
think wonder what concept. They think, but they're thinking.
You could think in concepts, I mean.
Yeah, that's called letters, though. Letters are not Aleph, Beis, Gimel, A, B, C. Letters is things limiting. And he said, therefore, let's see it inside. He's explaining. It comes from Seichel. Why? Why do they come from Seichel? Ki midas chesed din v'rachmim, because the three, all midas, but the three general ones, chesed din and rachmim, nimshochim min ha-seichel, come from Seichel, machshava nimshachas min ha-midas. Okay? In other words, he said like this, this is the procedure, b'chal, there's Seichel, then there's midas, and after midas, it comes machshava d'ibar ha-maisi, because Alter Rebbe says in the parentheses, hayinu al-pi rov, most of the time, because you don't think something unless you want to think it. If you have a time to think it. Okay? So he says, we're going to skip the rest of this parenthesis, but he says, most of the time, you think because that's what you want to think. Sometimes he says, speech can come straight from Seichel, but let's leave that. Go to the end of the parentheses, which is like 10 lines. No, taiva is midas. Yeah, taiva is not rotzen.
Taiva is
because I like it. That's why I want it. That's rotzen. Taiva is a nature. Desire. I love it. I hate it. I fear it.
So taiva is lower than rotzen.
Taiva is midas. Yeah, sure. Mishtal shaviyedet mata mata, and then it comes from seichel all the way down. Lias eis yisadibor to have speech. V'im kol zeh never. Nevertheless, it's still connected with the level of Seichel, Hameir, Mislabish Bahem, that is revealing itself in the Seichel. Why? Shari Machshafti Shel Adam, the thought of a person is based on a Seichel. Vachemi Diburi Shel Adam, the same thing from the speech of a person. You can know if he's smart or stupid. You can say smart things and stupid things, or foolish things, to speak more refined. Meaning like this. In the Seder of the world is like the Seder of the person. You have Seichel, then you have Midas, which are created from the Seichel, and then from the Midas, generally speaking, you have Machshava Dibur Maisa. Sometimes he says Midas, I mean thought, comes straight from Seichel without Midas. Because then you don't want it necessarily, but you think it anyway. So he says, therefore, this level...
Can you elaborate on that?
One second. So you have the letters, but even though they're letters, they came all the way down from Seichel through Midas into Machshava and Dibur, nevertheless, they're still connected to the Seichel. What do you mean they're still connected to the Seichel? Based on the way the person talks, you can tell if he's intelligent or not, if he has Seichel or not. In other words, like this. People think thought is Seichel. That machshav is seichel, but it's not true, because as we all know, you could think stupid things. So obviously it's not seichel. But the thought process is not necessarily intellectual. It could be foolish, it could be stupid. Okay? Machshav is a vehicle that reveals, like a garment. Why machshav dibra maisa? They're called garments. Why are they called garments? Like Dal Rebbe says in Tanya, a person to reveal themselves, normal people, to reveal themselves need to wear clothing. So in order to reveal seichel and midas, you need to have garments to reveal it. How do we reveal our seichel? How do we reveal our emotions? Right? You love somebody. How do you reveal it? It's there, but if you're not thinking about it, you're at work, or you're doing something, you're not. The love is there, but it's not revealed. So how do you reveal it? So if you want to think about it, you reveal it to yourself. If you want to speak it, you reveal it to the other person. If you want to action it, like kiss the person, so then you're bringing it into an action. And same thing with me, seichel. You know something, yeah, in your head. You know something, Gemara, Gemara Chumash, Chassidus, whatever, you know it in your head. But if you're not dealing with it, then you're not. It's not revealed to you at that moment. How do you reveal that concept to yourself? To yourself, you think it, or to somebody else, you speak it, or you put it on paper, it's into something else. But the person, letters, speech, which are the same letters as thought, just more tangible, they come originally, what's the source of them? Seichel. Okay, but even though it comes down a long journey, so to speak, from Seichel into Midas, into thought, speech, and that, thought and speech, so nevertheless, it's still connected to the origin of it, to its source, which is Seichel. Because based on the Seichel of the person, that's the way they talk.
Somebody talks, thinks stupid things. Could it be from Chochmah of Klipa?
No, Chochmah of Klipa is smart. The difference between Amalek, that Reish is Goyim Amalek, yeah? The unique Klipa of Amalek that they had to erase him completely in Zachar, Al Tishkach, and all that, is because Amalek, as the expression is in Medrash, Yudeas Ribeinei Umechavan Limribei. It understood Elokus. The seven nations of Canaan, yeah, represent the seven Midas. One nation was Chesed of Klipa, Gvur of Klipa, Tefez of Klipa. Yeah? The three nations, and that the Jews only conquered seven. Mashiach comes. The Pasuk says, Hashem said, I'm going to give you Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmoni, three more nations. That's the intellectual level of Klipa, which is going to be conquered when Mashiach comes. But the uniqueness of Amalek was Yodeas Ribeinei. Reish is going Amalek. Amalek is Chochmah of Klipa. That's intelligence. Yodeas Ribeinei. So, thinking stupid things is not. It might be coming from Klipa, because if the stupid things you're thinking are not kedusha, yeah, then the kedusha, then it's not chokhmah of Klipa necessarily.
So it's not coming from that. It is from.
It's part. From seichel, because without seichel you can't talk, and that's why a baby can't talk, because he doesn't have the maturity, the seichel maturity level to be able to talk. But talking. You know, based on the person's, the expression is based on what the person says, or the feeling of a chacham mahu aymer. A chacham, you want to know what he is, listen to the way he speaks. But the origin of speech comes in the level of seichel. But even though it comes down all the way, it's still connected to the seichel. That's what he's saying.
Knowledge, because
Machshava
is your current.
There's Koyach
HaSeichel,
and then you have Seichel. You have the ability to know, and then you know.
So I'm just differentiating between Seichel and Machshava. So Seichel is what you know, but you're not currently thinking about necessarily. Machshava is what you're currently thinking about.
All Machshava is a revealing utensil, a revealing vehicle. It could reveal Seichel, it could reveal Mides, it could reveal stupidity. It could reveal good. It could reveal bad. You have Machshava of Kedusha. Like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, just like there's 10 levels in Kedusha, not Seichel Midas. Zelum is the Seichel Midas of Klipa. And then he says earlier, but whatever, there's Machshava Dibra Mais. You can make Machshava Dibra Mais of Taira. That's Kedusha. And then Machshava Dibra Mais of evil. So that's Klipa.
There's this idea of.
See, that's what everybody. Machshava is not seichel.
Right.
Thinking is not seichel. Thinking is as a vehicle to reveal what seichel is. It could be a reveal for anything.
To make machshava make sense, so seichel is seichel your subconscious and machshava no. Conscious.
What do you mean subconscious? Seichel? No, when you learn something, you're using your seichel. It's not subconscious. If the seichel is subconscious, The Machshava reveals it. Again, you're at work. Yeah, you know something. You learned a piece of Gemara. You learned a Maimer. Yeah, you know it. It's Eichel. Yes? But when you're at work, you're not thinking about this. Do you know it? You know it. But it's not revealed. So Machshava reveals it to yourself. Dibur to somebody else. But Machshava has absolutely nothing to do with Seichel. It's a mistake. Everybody always thinks that Machshava and Seichel are connected. Machshava and Seichel are just as close to Machshava and Midas. Machshava reveals Seichel, Machshava reveals Midas. Dibur reveals Seichel, Dibur reveals Midas.
So Machshava is the Seichel that has gone through the...
Not Seichel. Machshava is not Seichel.
It's come down through Midot.
It's a processing thing.
Right. Through the vehicle of thinking.
The vehicle of thinking can reveal good Seichel, good Midas, bad Midas. It can reveal anything. But he's saying that the source of the letters of Machshava and Dibur comes from Seichel.
The first time that the Machshava is using the Torah is the end of Bereshit. The whole Yeser Machshava Rav Minorah.
At the end of Parshas Bereshit, not Chumash Bereshit. Yeah. But that's not Seichel. Yeah, you can have Seichel of Klipa. You can have Seichel of Klipa. You can have Seichel of Klipas Noiga, you can have Seichel of Klipas Shoshkim Satrames. Seichel of Chochmas Refuah, medicine, science, all that is not Kedusha. It's not Chochmah of idolatry, adultery, or murder. You know what I mean? So it's Seichel of Klipas Noiga. You can use it for good, right? You can use medicine for good. Or you can medicine to kill people, like the gas chambers, whatever. I mean, you could use it anyways. Klipa Snaiga.
Can you say that meditation is machshava and what you're meditating
meditation
on?
Meditation is machshava.
Is machshava and what you meditate on, what the concepts you meditate on, is seichel.
Could be seichel, could be midas.
Or midas, yeah. So, but the power to meditate is machshava.
If a person meditates in sports.
Right.
Why LeBron, whatever the guy's name is, said, didn't say it, it is. What is that?
That is Machshava.
Of?
Klipa.
Of Klipa.
They don't say.
And Shtus.
They shoot. They don't say.
I got it.
You mastered that.
Huh? You think you meditate, you learn a Maimon Chassidus, and you sit and meditate before davening, thinking that's meditation of Kedusha. Then you have TM, transcendental meditation, that I've spoken about once, whatever. But there's different things. A lot of things could be used for good, a lot of things could be used for bad. Okay, then he says, okay, middle of the first column, Mishtal Shel V'Yerid Mata Mata. And then from the level of Seichel, it comes down all the way, Mata Mata Lias Eis Yisadibur, to have letters of Dibur. Vim kolzeh, oidam kshurim yuchadim, they're still united with the earth seichel. Hameirim is slabish ben that reveals itself in them. Like he says, shem machshavte sh'odom ulefi erich seichle. The thought of a person, whether they're thinking intellectual things or foolish things, or dibure, you can understand, know what the chochm is. Like we say, chochm, mahu, amen. Well, derech dugmas moshul zeh. So the same, just like in this moshul down here, Yuv and Lamaila will understand by Hashem. Hagam she'enli d'mus haguf. Even though obviously Hashem doesn't have a body that thinks and talks and says and all that. Im kol zem, hari dibur teira kol Hashem b'nei Adam. Okay, Torah deals in language of man. In other words, like this. What's the Alter Rebbe explaining? Shmei HaGadol is the level of Yudkei Vavkei. Shmei is the way Hashem deals with the world. Even Shmei HaGadol, which is removed from world, but that's the source of the world to be able to exist. So what's Yudkei Vavkei? So he said Yudkei Vavkei is Yud Tzimtzum, and Hey is Pashtus and Amshacha. And he says that's the Moshul. To understand what that means, he says the Moshul of letters of speech and thought. It's connected to Seichel, but it comes down very low. So the same thing in Elokus. Hinei Ksiv, Marabu, Masach Hashem. How many creations do you have? Kulam Chochma sees you made everything with Chochma. Right? So the level of creation of worlds comes through the level of Chochma. Kul, what does the Pasuk say? Kulam b'chochma asisa. You made everything with the level of Chochma. He's not asking a contradiction. He's saying, L'chayda, the world is created with Chochma. Right? In fact, Bereishis Bara Lekim, Targum says, B'chochmasa. Because Chochma is, the 10 utterances correspond to Tamidus. But nevertheless, Hashem created the world with Dibur. So the question is, right? V'yem elikim. So how did he create the world with Chochma or with Dibur? So he says, it's the same thing. It's the way Chochma comes down into Dibur, just like it is by a person. The level of Chochma of Hashem, which is normally Chakim v'lei b'chochma, they are not our known level of Chochma, that super lofty level, comes down. B'dvar Hashem, hein asod, and my mother's the 10 utterances, yihiyod, yirakiyatachi audits, into Almond's galion. And the same thing, b'chines Almond's demon dolayis galion, the concealed worlds, which is the level of Machshavta Yizbar Kaviyachu. There's also Aisius Umaymaris Yihi Or. Moshe, Shabbos, Hashem stopped creating. No, just with, even now without too much chassidus. How did Hashem create? With speech, correct? So Shabbos, he stopped creating. So then how does the world exist? So Chassidus explains with the letters of Machshava. Now, obviously it's not the way we understand it to be. It's much deeper. But Machshava is the same letters as speech, except it's much more refined. So therefore Shabbos is a holier day. Because Hashem didn't lower it into Dibur, he lowered it only into Machshava. That's why, because of Kedusha Shabbos, Gemara says, Amaretz ain't a Meshach, or Yishalmi says, Amaretz ain't a Meshach, and Amaretz, by nature, cannot lie on Shabbos. I, they do. So the Rebbe said, because you don't take away free choice. But free choice, you have to go against your nature, and you can lie anyway, even though the Gemara says that Amaretz doesn't lie on Shabbos.
Why is Machshava closer to the Neshama than speech and thought? I mean,
less
action.
Physical. Why is it closer to the Neshama? Yeah. It's called the Vushem Yuchad. Okay, we learned already. Okay, we still have a few minutes. Adam, Aleph Dalet Mem, is Machshava Dibur Maisa. Dalet is Dibur, Mem is Maisa. Aleph is Machshava. Okay?
What's Aleph Machshava?
1 minute. So, let's explain, we should be called Madam.
Yeah, exactly.
Machshava Dibur Maisa. Yes?
Yeah.
French. Madam. So, Chassidus Rebbe explains. In material, look at that, and I'm getting mixed up. The Alter Rebbe explains that Aleph is Machshava. Why is Aleph Machshava? Because Aleph is called, Machshava is called the Levush HaMiyuchad. It's one with the soul. Meaning, the Gemara says, Hirhure Aveda, Koshami Aveda. Thoughts of sin are sometimes, in certain respects, worse than the actual sin. Question, what do you mean? I didn't do anything. I just thought to do something. Right? Why is it worse? Because I didn't do anything. It's not tangible.
That's if you did it.
No, I'm saying, so Chassidus explains, Dalet Rebbe explains,
but even if you didn't,
a person can stop talking, a person can stop doing, you can never stop thinking. Even if you're not thinking, it's your thinking that you're not thinking.
Yeah.
Why can a person never stop thinking? Because thought is so connected to the neshama. If the neshama always works, the neshama never goes on break, right? Neshama is always functioning. So machshava, which is the garment which is connected to the neshama, levushem yuchad, can never stop thinking. Therefore, when you blemish thought, it's a deeper blemish on the neshama than dibur ha'maisa. Because they're not so bound to the neshama. So that's why it's called Adam. In addition, Adama, Adam Elelim, whatever, all the other interpretations. But Adam is actually Machshava Dibra Maisa because Machshava is Aleph. So Machshava, and therefore it's Mamish one with the person. Therefore, thought never leaves you. Thought never leaves you because it's Mamish one with you. What?
I mean, even though we say that the Shabbos was created from Machshava, I mean, when Hashem stopped creating on Friday afternoon, someone had to create Shabbos. Shabbos is a creation, after all.
It is. Right. The worlds exist on Shabbos. I mean, but how?
From Machshava.
Hashem and Machshava.
It's still a malacha. I mean, it's still a creation.
And speech is malacha?
Hashem created 6 days with speech, and Hashem created Shabbos with Machshava. I mean, it's still
the Gemara says, B'kushi etiru ledaber divrei Torah b'Shabbos. With great difficulty, Chazal permitted to speak on Shabbos. Because if you think about it, we shouldn't be allowed to talk on Shabbos. Hashem spoke 6 days, stopped speaking, so we shouldn't speak on Shabbos. Right? Okay. So how does the world exist on Shabbos if Hashem stopped talking? He's creating it on a higher level of Machshava.
But it's still a creation.
So but not the level of creation that he created the 6 weeks.
Okay.
Six days. I mean.
So he rested from on a certain level.
Okay, he can't Hashem didn't rest. Go lay down in bed at the beach.
Hashem can't rest.
I mean.
He's the chai chai olam.
Yeah.
He's the
but the difference is, again, he stopped speaking, so that level was stopped. How does the world exist? To a higher level of machshava.
And also when he says over here that machshava is the source of the
Seichel is the source of Machshava.
Right. That's what I said. So, right.
No.
And Hashem created the world from
Chachma. Going through Dibur.
Yeah, but even before Chachma, Nisava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which time comes from this.
That wasn't the creation yet.
I know, but the force, we're talking about the force behind
the source, not the force, the source.
The source of creation.
Yeah, the source
is
of
creation. It's not the Machshava, and it's not really the Chachma, it's the Taiva.
Okay, is Taiva Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay. Torah is not only Chochmas Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is Chochmas Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way it comes into world, even the Atzilus worlds. Shashuya Melech Batzmusi, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Torah is Hashem's toy that he plays with every day. Now again, Hashem doesn't sit down on the floor and play with his little new toy that he got, wherever, Hanukkah or the, whatever. Okay, what does it mean? A toy is a level of, not seichel, a toy is a level of taiva, tainug. Tainug, enjoyment. Right? When you play with a toy, the kid has enjoyment, doesn't have seichel. Okay, most toys make you stupider, if anything. So what does it mean? There's a level of teira which is not chochma. There's a level of teira, the essence of teira, which is infinitely greater than chochma. It's the essence of Hashem, tainug.
Oh, yeah. Not from.